to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a leading expert on periodontal health and its relationship to heart disease, diabetes, strokes, and other systemic diseases. He's the inventor of an FDA-approved revolutionary new way to clean your teeth, the Dental Air Force System. Welcome, author of the book, Never Brush Your Teeth Again, Dr. Piero. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, Doc. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Friedman.
Oh, great having you. Now, you're known as the dentist that doesn't brush his teeth. I'll tell you, you're the first dentist I've ever heard of that's not a fan of the toothbrush. Tell us why.
Well, hopefully I won't be the last. I'll tell you. The reason why is, let's put it this way. If you were to go to the airport, get on an airplane, and only 50% of the time got to your destination, would you get on the airplane again?
No, I'd flip in a coin.
No, you wouldn't. Nope. If the plane was going to be taken down, then for sure you wouldn't. And that's exactly what happens with our toothbrush. We're taking a 50% chance because 50% of the people that are over 35 years old have periodontal disease. And each time we come to the dentist, we hand them a toothbrush. So to me, that's telling me that it's not working. And it gets worse. At 65 years old, 75% of the people have periodontal disease. And we're still using this 200-year-old archaic device. So, to me, a toothbrush isn't working, and we needed a different solution to this toothbrush problem.
Obviously, doesn't that, like, scrubbing the tooth, though, wouldn't that hurt the enamel?
It does hurt the enamel. In fact, part of the biggest part of my business is chasing that damage that's done right at the gum line. Everybody, if they take and rub where the area that joins the tooth to the gum, there's usually a little flot there after about 35, 40 years old, and that becomes sensitive to sweets and hot and cold. And so we put a little restoration on there, but it's very difficult to keep that restoration in place. And so it pops off. We have to keep replacing it. And it's a lifelong problem then, is chasing that decay. And then the gum tissue follows that flot. It damages those tissues. And then your root becomes exposed. And your root is way softer than the enamel. So you end up cutting your root surface and damaging that area. And you have get long in the tooth as you age. That's what that word, that's what that phrase means.
Makes sense. What about flossing? I used to floss every meal after every meal, like my dentist told me. And then I went in and I found out it had actually destroyed the gum line between my teeth. Can people overfloss?
Yes, they can overfloss. And even when they do floss, if you're, we all went to a symposium, this last year, and there was a periodontist that says, if you're not flossing every single day, you're actually doing more damage than good, because the areas that's in between the teeth are already inflamed, and you're making those sites bleed, and then it picks up those microbes and brings it into your bloodstream, and that causes the problem. So occasional flossers are actually doing just as much damage as the ones that aren't flossing at all. And when you do floss, you're only really removing about 30% of the plaque that's in between teeth, and that's just not enough. That's just not thorough enough. It's just like a toothbrush. It's really not that thorough of a cleaning.
Exactly. You know, I've interviewed a lot of doctors that believe inflammation is the root cause of all disease, but none have actually shared how teeth can be the root cause, pun intended. Share how inflammation in the mouth can lead to these things we mentioned, the big diabetes, heart disease, strokes, and other systemic diseases.
Well, I'm glad you're asking, because I heard your promotion by the Center for Disease Control, and they talked about all the risk factors on your program, and I'd like the CDC to get on board and say that the biggest risk factor is oral disease, because it's the most prevalent disease on the planet. So when we're looking for inflammation, it's the low-hanging fruit. It's what everybody has out there, and it's communicable, it's contagious, we're giving it to our kids, we can DNA your child's mouth, and it'd be the exact same DNA of the strains of bacteria that's in the caregiver's mouth. So this problem is pandemic, and it's all inflammatory because when these organisms reach a certain bio burden or a certain population of bacteria that these pathogens grow down below in between your teeth where a toothbrush isn't accessing, then this inflammatory response occurs that sets up your whole body to act on your liver to create CRPs. That's a protein that your liver makes that causes the inflammation of all of the arterial system in your whole body. And so it strangles all the blood supplies to all of the different organs. And if you have a propensity to have a problem with your kidney, your liver, Alzheimer's disease, strokes, diabetes, all of those are inflammatory diseases, including breast cancer. So those issues are all triggered by any inflammation. But where's the biggest, all the inflammation coming from? All the doctors you had on earlier were talking about sugar. Of course, that's all inflammatory. Fat, that's inflammatory. Not exercising, that's inflammatory. We all need to work on inflammation. So that's the whole problem is inflammation. You hit it spot on with that question.
Yeah. Something I want to mention that you told me last year when we met, you said if someone seemingly healthy in their 50s is found dead of an unexpected heart attack, if the coroner analyzed that person's gums, he may probably find the cause, you know, and that's so, that really made me go, wow, how many people have heart disease or dying of heart attack and it's in their mouth? That's the problem.
Yeah, we have a 2 to 3 times higher incidence of heart disease, and that's the University of Buffalo study, increased risk. Stroke is another 2 to 3 times. You have a 63% increased risk of pancreatic cancers with periodontal disease. There's so many, great statistics that we could talk about.
Wow.
That it's just amazing, all because of the bacteria that's living in your mouth. Dementia. If you have periodontal disease before you're 35 years old, your likelihood of having dementia is 4 times greater. A University of Southern California study.
Amazing stuff. Yeah, I want to talk about this dental air force you're the inventor of. It's a device that's clinically shown to be more effective than brushing. I'm a daily user of your device. Love it. Not only do my teeth feel cleaner, but my breath stays fresher longer than when I use toothbrush and even mouthwash. Share with the listeners why it works so much better than brushing.
Well, if I'm not breaking any HIPAA laws, I'll talk about it. I'm glad to see that you're using your machine and enjoying your machine. What the machine does is it's oxygenating the anaerobic species of bugs. You have about 700 different kinds of bugs. They can be divided into 2 different groups. There's anaerobic and aerobic, just fancy words for me, the kind that breed in the presence or absence of air. It's the ones that are below the gum line, in between the teeth, that are breeding in the absence of air that are causing all of the issues. And so this device oxygenates those anaerobic species, and it's like a pool shock to these bugs. So you constantly are diminishing the bio burden that's in your mouth. And then your host response, the inflammatory response, is diminished when you can keep your mouth clean.
Great. And then there's a powder I put in there. Explain why that's benefit. So the air pushes this special powder. What would you explain that?
Well, the powder predominantly is a encapsulated sodium bicarbonate. And that changes the pH because these bugs are acidogenic. And so they create these acids that stimulate even more growth of the anaerobic species because these bugs love this acid. And so when you can change the pH of the environment, they have a very difficult time of growing. And so that's what this device is doing. It's oxygenating. It's changing the pH. And because it's encapsulated, it releases over a long, slow period of time that's in between your teeth, that granule of bicarbonate. And so it manifests for a long time.
All I know is it definitely works. What I love is I have that exposed gum that you talked about. And when I brush, it's like sends this pulse of shock. Your device does not. So it's just great. And I appreciate you being here, Docs. All great information that you shared. I'm sure you woke a lot of people up going, what? The teeth have to do with all these ailments? So I think you really shed some light on an interesting topic.
And thank
you so much for the opportunity.
And thank you, Dr. Piero. To get your copy of Never Brush Your Teeth Again, or to learn more about the better alternative to brushing, go to dentalairforce.com. That's dentalairforce.com. While you're there, check out Dr. Piero's research linking many common health issues to underlying periodontal disease. For our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman, or if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share them with your friends. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.